Thank you so much for sharing that. There's such power within inside of you because Jesus is in there wanting to get out. And when we praise Him and exalt Him, things happen. We've got to recognize and realize that we can loose the will of God and the plan of God, the power of God in our praise, in our worship, in our everyday life. Amen? Glory. If you would, open up your Bibles to the Epistle of Philemon. I've only preached out of this book about, this will make the second time in my whole life. One of those books you don't preach out of a lot, but there's a lot of good stuff in this book. But in the book of Philemon, and we'll start at verse number 1. What's on my heart tonight? The Spirit of God is wanting to encourage the body of Christ to remind you and I that we're full of good things. And that's part of why that testimony, why she shared that testimony. We are full of good things, but God wants to help us to refocus on what we're full of. Now, Donna's told me I was full of stuff before, and it wasn't the stuff we're talking about tonight, but that was my fault. But tonight, we can be full of good things. Amen? And God wants to just build our faith, remind us of some things where you and I can be in the place of expectancy. Amen? All right. Philemon chapter 1. Verse number 1, when you're there, say amen. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Ephia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, that would be his wife and his son, Philemon's wife and son, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, Paul says, I thank my God making mention of thee always in my prayers. Ain't you glad that Paul knew how to pray and what to pray? And by the Spirit of God, you and I can be in the same place tonight. Amen. He said, hearing of thy love and faith, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. But here's what Paul was praying, and this is what you and I want to pray tonight. Verse number 6. Mark it down in your mind's eye, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, say in me, in you, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Corey, would you pray? Yes. For that freedom, for that opportunity. And God, as we step into this next part, we step into you, we'll be able to receive your word.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray in Jesus' name that you will lead us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. That you'll help us to be open to your truth that we're led into by your Holy Spirit. And as we said this morning, God, that by your Holy Spirit, you will receive wisdom and the ability to think according to your Spirit. God, we thank you for this once again. It's all this in Jesus' name that we pray. We thank you.
Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much, Brother Corey. Hallelujah. Now, tonight, I want you and I just to remind ourselves of some things, what the Word of God says about us. And I want us to be in the place where we can pray this prayer for each other. And we can pray this prayer for the whole body of Christ like Paul was praying here. They had a home church here at Colossae. This is where he was from. If you look in the book of Colossians, you can see here about Philemon and his family. But Paul, knowing about what they were doing, this was what the Holy Spirit inspired him to pray. And tonight, you and I want us to break down this verse and really get it down deep in our hearts, souls, and lives. Notice what he said there in verse number 6. He said that the communication, koinonia, that the partnership, the fellowship, he said, Paul says, this is what I feel that you need to be expanded in your life. And it's the same way for us tonight, that this communication, that this partnership, this fellowship of our faith may become effectual. It may become active and operative. God wants you to know that your faith, which operates by love, when you put that faith and that love together, it opens up all possibilities. Amen? And Galatians 5:6 tells us that your faith, that it works by love. And so when you've got those two things together, you've got all possibilities working for you tonight. Amen? And so he says, this is my prayer, that this communication of faith may become. So there's a possibility in my life it may not be where God would have it. But if there's a possibility where it's not, where it shouldn't be, there's always a great opportunity for it to go where God would have it. Amen? And so that's what we want. And he said, I want you to know that it will become effective, it will become operative by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So tonight, we want to be in the place and the position where we stir ourselves up and we refocus and we see that we're full. We're full of what God says we're full of, not what the flesh feels like, not like what the world might say, but we're full in Jesus Christ. You lack no good thing because of your salvation in Jesus Christ. And we don't need to look to man. We don't need to look externally. We need to look at Jesus Christ on the inside of us. And we need to acknowledge that the greater one is with us. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you to the end of the age, the end of the world. Wherever you're at, I'm going to be with you. And so tonight I need to see that 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that the Christian, the believer, that they have to walk by faith and not by sight. So I've got to refocus tonight and get my carnal eyes closed where my spiritual eyes can be enlightened and I can see all the promises that God's saying yes to, waiting on me to say amen to. Amen? And so tonight, let's put, Brother Ryan, put Matthew 6:22 on the screen. Matthew 6:22. Jesus teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, and he says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And so, you and I tonight, we want to recognize and understand that within us is Jesus. Jesus said in John 8:12, John 9:5, he said, I am the light of the world. The word is Jesus, and that word is inside of you, and that's the light. And so if we'll get our eye single on Jesus, if we'll be looking to the author and the finisher of our faith, all of a sudden light illuminates and starts revealing that the answer is Jesus inside of us, not what man can give me. You know, we love each other, but I'm not the answer. Your spouse is not the answer. Your children, your mom and dad, they're not the answer. Jesus is the answer. Whatever the problem is, he is the answer. And so there it is. But notice the next verse, verse 23. It says that if our eye be evil, and I don't know why they translate it that way. If thy eye be weak, if it be bad, if it be injured, if it's not single, if it's not where it can focus and have the vision that God would have for you, he said, the whole body shall be full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? So you and I have got to recognize and realize that the devil, he's going to do everything in your life and my life to try to put the light out. So as soon as you hear the word of God, as soon as you hear a testimony like Sister Sharon gave and you say, my God will do that for me like he done it for her, the devil's going to come and he's going to try to put the bushel over the light. But you've got to refocus and you've got to say, now, wait a minute. The effectual working that's in me, I want it to be operative. I want my faith to be operative. I want my love to be operative. I want this communication, this partnership. You're in a partnership tonight with Jesus Christ. Think about that tonight. The Bible says that you and I, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we've been called into the fellowship with Jesus Christ. Same word, the fellowship. God wants to fellowship with you more than he wants to fellowship with anything in the universe. Think about all the beauty, the things that we see. That dims in the way that he looks at you tonight. Only you make his heart flitter. Make his heart jump. You. Come on, the precious blood of the Lamb. That's what you were worth to God. What makes something precious? How rare it is. There's only one thing that's so precious in heaven. That's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the rarest thing of all because it's the only thing that would buy you and I back. Amen. Oh, glory. So tonight, I want you to see that you've got to refocus and stop going by what you feel and by what you see. Don't let those things affect you, and don't let those things limit you. Start looking to Jesus inside of you. Now, he said that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging. God says, I want you to discern some things by the Spirit of God. I want you to discern. The word acknowledge there is recognition by discernment of the Spirit. I want you to see what's on the inside of you. See, all the devil wants to do is tell us what we don't know, show us where we might have made a mistake, show us how we can't do what God's saying we could do. Remember, God went to Moses and he said, I want you to go and be my deliverer. And Moses, he gave 8 excuses, if memory serves me right. But for every excuse, God had a word that would undo what Moses was speaking. Oh, Jesus, help me to undo. Come on, what I spoke, amen, in ignorance and misunderstanding, and help me say that I can be what you call me to be, amen. So tonight I want us to acknowledge what is in us by Jesus. Now, we're not getting into some new age deal because people get nervous, evidently you've got to be very clear sometimes. I'm talking about Jesus in you, Jesus in me, amen, because that's what it says. It's acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So we're talking to saved people tonight. Saved people, blood-bought people, blood-washed people, they have these things in them. And so let's look at some things that will stir us up tonight. Now, tonight, the Spirit of God is getting His church ready to operate in gifts. Now, you've got to believe tonight that inside of you are the gifts of God. Now, the great thing about it is He knows you intimately and He knows you so personally, that He blesses you according to His grace with the gift that you can function in that will not only be a blessing to your life, but that will bless the whole church. And so when you acknowledge that, when you recognize that, when you have discernment of that, and you see that that's inside of you, and you allow that to operate in your life by faith, all of a sudden your life is blessed, and you step up in Jesus. But because of that gift, other people around you are blessed. Amen? So let's look at that. Go with me to, now remember, we're talking about the acknowledging of this. Go with me to Romans chapter 12. So what's inside of you tonight? Faith. Faith. Say, I've got faith. Come on now, that's critical. Because everything stems off the recognition that you have what God has gave you. Amen? Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. And let's see what it brings in your life. Romans 12 and 3. The Apostle Paul says, for I say through the grace, thank God for grace, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath, past tense, hath dealt to every man, every person, the measure of faith. Tonight, you have got to come in agreement with God, and you've got to have discernment and revelation and say, God, I agree with what you said about me. You have gave me the measure of faith. And so I can be humble in this situation, and I don't have to be jealous of my brother and my sister, what they're doing at their place of faith and their gifting, but I'm going to be humble enough to do what you are asking me to do. And it's all because you're recognizing what God is in you. Amen? Now notice why he done this. Verse number 4. For as we have many members in one body. Come on, that's you and I in the body of Christ. And all members have not the same office. Thank God. Aren't you glad? Sister Donna was in a situation the other night trying to counsel a person. And they were trying to get, they were confused and they were wanting everybody to do the same thing. And I love what the Spirit of God spoke through Donna. She said, when God brings His children together in the body of Christ, each one of us being His great masterpiece that we've talked about, we paint the picture of Jesus. And if we all came together and we were all one body part, what kind of picture would that paint? It wouldn't be pretty, would it? And so that person, we pray that they receive that instruction and that, because God wants you to be who you are. I don't have to be intimidated by you. You don't have to be intimidated by me. We appreciate each other. Amen? Now notice what he says here. He says, verse number 5, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another. Now that means I need you. You need me. Because God set it up that way. He set it up for us to understand that Jesus Christ is the head, and he's seated in heavenly places, and that's how you and I are seated in heavenly places with him, because we're a part of his body. And so tonight, as we're walking in the earth, it's supposed to be the same as when Jesus walked the earth. Because you're his body. He's the head. If we'll just listen to him, we can do the same works that he did, because it's not us doing them, it's him doing it in you. Amen? Oh, this encourages me. Because, see, the devil says, oh, but you don't have the power. I don't have to have the power, because it's in me. Because Jesus is in me. Amen? Don't get nervous. We're going to document it. Verse number 6. Notice what he says about you and I tonight. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Now think about this. All of these things are different gifts that's inside of the believer. And if I don't allow the Spirit of God to shine his light on the inside of me, I may live and die and never allow the gifting that God is wanting to bring out of me be manifested. It's time that we open up the package. Come on, say, I've got the gift. Now, we can't dream it up. We can't pray it down. But God, as he wills, as the Holy Spirit wills, he gives his gifts unto man. See, every Christian has all the 9 fruit of the Spirit. Whether we walk in it or not, that's up to us. But now, you know, we look at the gifts here, and we get hung up on 1 Corinthians chapter 12 or 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and we say, well, there's 9 gifts. No. There's not just 9 gifts. There's 9 that are prominent and people talk about. But right here, these are all gifts. Just in a short period of time, Stephen, I run across 25 different gifts that God wants to manifest in his people. Amen? But if we don't look inside of ourselves, if we don't put our eyes single on what's in us, it'll never come out of us. Amen? I don't go and I don't drop my bucket down in a dry well, do you? So if I believe there's something there, I'll allow it to come out. Tonight I want you to know that inside of you is the good things of God. Amen? And so every one of us sitting here tonight, we have the ability, the gift of giving. We can give love like nobody else. Because God gave it to you. So when the devil says, well, you don't have anything, then the first thing you can say, I can give love because it's been given to me. It's a gift. It's a gift. But you've got the gifts, the gifts of help. There's people that help in this church, do so many things. That's a gifting. And this word gift is the Greek word charisma. It's the same word that's translated anointing. With your gifting comes an anointing. Amen. An anointing to make God prominent in that gifting. Why does he give gifts? He gives gifts unto children because he wants to take people out of captivity. And he wants to be glorified. The way Jesus is glorified is when you and I lift him up by allowing the gifts to flow through us. But look at this. It's according to your proportion, my proportion of faith. Well, God just said, I gave you the measure of faith. You know what's limiting God in my life? I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. This is it. God is only limited by what I'm willing to say yes to. And I'm struggling right now. I need your prayers. I covet your prayers because God is wanting to go to a place that I am literally trembling to go. But the only way we're going to be successful, the only way we're going to have what God wants, is we're going to have to step out into things that are so uncomfortable to the flesh. But God will be blessed. He'll be glorified in it. Amen? So tonight, in you is the hope of glory. Amen? So tonight, you have faith. Don't ever let the devil make you say, boy, if I only had more faith. No, use what you've got. Amen? Let us use what we've got. Okay, so inside of you is this great faith, and with great faith comes great power. Amen? Great. See, the devil wants you to think that you're so weak and trembly and that you're so dependent on somebody else doing something. No, God wants to use you tonight. He wants the people to see a different side of Him that He can only be revealed through you. Amen? This morning, I was over here and I was arguing with the Lord. And I said, I just can't do this way. I can't do this. I said, here's what I'll do, Lord. This is your church. This is your people. And I know you're wanting to do a work in some people's lives. I will get out of the way. See, God is a God of order. Amen? He wants to get out of order. If somebody interrupts somebody that's speaking under the Holy Ghost, that's out of order. So I said, Lord, I give you, don't you think I'm being a high horse? I'm being the way God wants. I said, God, I'll get out of the way. You do what you want. Use whoever you want for your will to be done. Amen? And if we'll do that, everything will work. But we've got to be in that place to see that maybe He may want to use you. And so you've got to just say, yes, Lord. But you've got the faith and you've got the power. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We quote this verse all the time, but it's time that we put it into practice. Verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. Now, this is what needs to be operative in you and I. This is what we need to recognize that is inside of us. The Apostle Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, and he says, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in heaven. Think about that now just for a minute. God can do whatever needs to be done, but He has to work through a vessel. See, God gave this earth to you and I. And He follows a protocol. He follows an order. And He will not get out of that order. And so He's looking for you and I to bring the enemies under the feet of Jesus. Jesus is coming back when what? When the enemies are under His... And if the church don't know what they're supposed to be doing, but we're crying, come, Lord, come, Lord. That's the definition of insanity. Now, unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, this power is that dunamis power that we've been talking about. It's miraculous power. It's the supernatural spiritual that will override the natural. Amen? Now, jump up to verse number 7. Let's look at the same word, Ephesians 3:7. Paul says, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of what? Same word, operative. The operative of His power, His miracles. See, what we don't understand is we're all ministers. This word minister means to be an attendant, to be a servant of Jesus. Has nothing to do with standing behind this pulpit. So he says, God give me the effectual working of His power. What's the power inside of you and I that can do greater than all that we can ask or think? God's power. And God's power has been given to you. So inside me tonight, I need to discern, I need to recognize, I need to acknowledge that inside of me is the power of God. Inside of every blood-bought believer is the power of God. Jesus said, go do the works that I do, yet you will do greater if you'll what? If you'll believe. Just believe. We're looking for somebody else to pray the demon out. We're looking for somebody else to lay hands on the sick. We're looking for somebody. God may want to use you. But you'll know and you won't be out of order because you'll just flow and everything will come together perfectly. Amen?
Amen.
But I want us to acknowledge what is in us. Drop down to look at verse number 16. Ephesians 3:16. It says, this is Paul's prayer, and he said that he prays that God would grant you and I, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might. That's the same dunamis power. Strengthened with power, might, by His Spirit in the inner man. The key for you and I to be able to be what God called us to be is to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the... Hallelujah. But you can do it because the Spirit of God gives you the power in your spirit to be able to do it. All I have to do is acknowledge it. See, now I don't. Y'all just have to look over me like this morning. I'm a little slow. So it took me a few years, several years, to get a hold of this. I would be encounter sin. I would encounter the enemy. And I would say, I am not going to do that. I'm tempted to come. I'm not going to do that. Well, after I pick myself back up, in the place of repentance, and finally learned that the power in me is what enables me to have the victory. Not my ability to say what I'm going to do or not what I'm going to do, but my ability to say, Lord, let Your power raise up in me. Let it rise. Because right now, in all honesty, like Brother Corey said, I'm being tempted. Brother Corey's teaching in Sunday school this morning. Made an honest confession to God, and God come on the scene. God comes on the scene when you talk to Him. So I tell Him, Lord, you know what I done last time right here? Now, I need Your power. Because I know what I'll do. I'm not going to make no bold statement that I'm not going to do that again, but I'm going to say I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. Amen? And that power rises up inside of you. And all of a sudden, the stronghold that's pulling so powerfully and so mightily on your life, it bows to the power of Jesus. Now, there's mistakes that will come and happen, but this is a progress. You and I are climbing the ladder of sanctification. We're allowing our faith to be become more pure. The trying of your faith. Come on, that fiery trial of faith, it burns out the impurities and it makes all things possible to be able to do what God would have you to do. Amen? All right, so inside of you tonight is faith. Inside of you is power. The power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead is inside of you. That means nothing dead can stay in you. Nothing dead means of the devil. Glory! All right, so this takes us to a place of success. This takes us to a place of victory when we start recognizing and we start realizing this. Now, how all of this comes together is Paul's talked about, he said, I recognize your faith and I recognize your love, but I want you to recognize what's in you because of your faith and your love. So, tonight, let's look at love just for a minute. Now, we talk about the verse all the time, Romans 5:5, Brother Ryan. Romans 5:5, you have the assurance, the confidence, being a blood-bought believer, that the love of God is being shed abroad in your heart. And if you notice, that is a progressive, that is a continuing verb. Continually. In other words, you don't have the amount of love now that you're going to have tomorrow. Because, see, every time that you come in contact with God and you say yes to God, you get littler, He gets bigger. More of you empty out. You decrease, like John 3:30. John the Baptist said, I want to decrease where He can. That's what happens. So you have a promise here that the love of God is being shed abroad, not by some man, not by your own ability. See, I used to say, God, I'm going to love that person. I'm going to love that person. I'm going to love that. Wasting my breath. God, by your Holy Spirit, I'm going to love that person. By your Holy Spirit, I'm going to look at them from this moment on through the eyes of love. That puts you not in the place of weakness, but in the place of great power. Amen? This is in you tonight. This is inside of you. So every time you start feeling a little anger, you start looking through a judgmental eye, that very speck that gets in there that starts distorting things, all of a sudden you can say, Lord, I need a little love here. I need a little love. Love covers a multitude of... That's in you tonight. Oh, we're cutting the every stronghold of the devil, everything that would pull us down, it's being cut off. Because the truth that you know, that I know, it is making us free. Amen? Freer and freer and freer. So let's see what 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You know the as the love chapter. Look what the Apostle Paul says. He says in verse number 4, talking about the love that is inside of you and I tonight. He said, charity, better translated love, love suffereth long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Love, it's not puffed up. Tonight, all the things that would hinder you and I in the natural walk of life are defeated by the love that's in you. So when these symptoms that's contrary start trying to show their ugly head, all we do is we come back and we just sit down in the altar of God. And we just say, Father God, right now, I need love that will counteract this envy that I feel. I need love that will counteract this anger that I feel. I need to be able to give forgiveness because you have gave forgiveness to me. Thus, it is a seed in my life and I can give it, but I need the love to be able to let it go. And as we are in that place of honesty, then the Spirit of God starts. See, the world thinks love is just a feeling. Oh, I love you. Makes me sick. Come on, we know what they mean. When somebody loves you, they what? They help you. They work in your life. God demonstrated, Romans 5:8, God demonstrated His love toward me and you while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Amen? And so, when anything contrary starts happening in your life, you go, wait a minute, I've got the love of God in here. I've got the love of God. Look what He says. Verse number 5, 1 Corinthians 13:5. Love doeth not behave itself unseemly. Love seeketh not her own. You know how many times I've got to come back to this verse? I'm a selfish brat. Come on, in the carnal man, in the natural man, the old man, I am a selfish brat. The things I put Donna through. But the love of God, walking in the newness of life. Paul said, make no provision of the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. When you understand truth and you understand how the devil operates to make you and I miserable in the flesh, we can have victory. Amen? So when those things start rising up, you say, Lord, come on, I need a fresh dose. Duck me again in that channel of love. And all of a sudden, that's the truth.
That's the power. That's the victory. And it's inside of you. We don't have to look to anybody else. Just look to Jesus. He's your source. He's my source. Look what he said. He said, love is not easily provoked. See, I used to couldn't stand it. If I was mad, I wanted to make her mad. And so I would work on it till I made her mad. And then, oh gosh, I wish I hadn't have done it. But I didn't. I done it anyway. But now, you and I, we don't provoke each other to wrath. But we provoke each other to good works. Amen? And it's in us. It's in us. We don't have to say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. We don't have to drum up the power on our own. It's because the faith is there, the power is there, the love is there. It's all supernatural. You're somebody tonight. You're a child of the Most High God. You are looking every day more and more like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And when the devil tries to draw you another picture, you say, I don't even know who that is. All I see is what God shows me. Amen?
Amen.
Notice what he says here in verse number... So love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Love beareth all things. Love believeth all things. Love hopeth all things. Love endureth all things. But look at that verse number 8. Charity, love. Love never faileth. Because the love of God is being shed abroad moment by moment in your life, in my life. You'll never fail. What's in me? Victory. What's in you? Victory. You cannot fail tonight when you submit to the truth of the Word of God. You allow the Spirit of God to dip you again in God's love. Amen?
Amen?
That's inside of us tonight. But we've got to be effectual in it. We've got to be, in other words, operative.
Yes.
We've got to allow it to operate in us and we operate in it.
Yes.
We operate. Faith works, Galatians 5, 6, once again, faith works by love. What did, oh yes. What did Jesus say? He said, if your faith, he was in the place where your faith was active and operative in Mark 11 and 23. He said you could speak to the mountain. And what would happen? Glory. That's because your faith is working by love. Come on, every one of us, we've got some mountains in our lives, in our family's life. You have the ability to speak to that. Let's don't build the mountain up. Let's don't talk about how powerful it is. How big it is, how unsurpassable it is. Let's talk about how we can meet God on the mountain. Hey, in this same chapter, look what Paul said in verse number 2, 1 Corinthians 13:2. Paul said in the middle of the verse, he said that I have all faith so that I can move mountains. But he's talking about if I don't have love, I don't have anything. But he said he had all faith to remove mountains. See, that's what faith will do. We need to remove some mountains out of people's lives. Do the work that Jesus said to do. But we've got to recognize and honor the Spirit of God inside of us. Amen? The Apostle Paul, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I think down about verse number 7. He said, inside of the earthen treasure and the earthen vessel, there's a treasure. Inside of you is a treasure tonight. Amen? I want to give you a couple examples and we'll close. See, there's things around us that the enemy wants to get us to focus on and get our eyes off of Jesus. He doesn't want us to look at Jesus on the inside of us. Because if you recognize, and you do, and if I will recognize, and I do, that we are an earthen vessel, but inside of us is a treasure of the Spirit of God, then we can find the true riches that God would have for us. There's a man named Jack Wurm, W-U-R-M, and in 1949, he failed at his latest business. He was in deep despair, and he was almost to the point of committing suicide. And so he, just about sunset, he decided to go for a walk on his beach
there in California, not his beach, but on a beach there in California, and he's walking. And as the sun is settling down over the horizon, the last rays are hitting just the edge of the beach there, and he sees something just take a glimmer, a shimmering of that light from the sun, and he walks over to it, and he digs it out of the sand. And as he digs it out of the sand, it's an old bottle. And this bottle is very weathered because it's no doubt it's been in the water for a long time. So he takes and he breaks that bottle open. And inside of that bottle, and you can Google this, look it up for yourself. Inside of that bottle is the last will and testament of a lady named Daisy Alexander. That's her married name. Her name before she got married was Singer. Daisy Singer. She was the heir to the Singer Sewing Machine Company. And so 12 years before, she had wrote out her last will and testament. She placed it in this bottle and she sealed it and she threw it in the Thames River in England. 12 years later, this bottle ends up on a beach in California. And the last will and testament says, to whoever finds this, you're entitled to half of my fortune. The other half will go to my lawyer. And she named out all this stuff. And they took it to court. And the court recognized that as her last will and testament. And this man who was on the brink of suicide, because he was willing to stop and look at a light shining, he became a millionaire. That's in the natural. And how amazing and how wonderful that is in the natural. In the spiritual, can you imagine if you look inside of you and see the true riches? Remember we said this morning that you're not just an heir of God, you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen? I'll close with this thought. See, if we don't recognize these things that's on the inside of us, if we don't understand them, we don't see that there's power in there, things won't get done. 1930, there's a little lady who worked in Pennsylvania, and they had the world's largest umbrella plant. And she come to her pastor on church night, and she said, Pastor said, it looks like I'm going to be laid off. And he said, oh, no, what's the problem? Does your company not have enough orders? And she said, no. We've got more orders than we can deal with. And the pastor said, well, I don't understand then. Why, if your company has more orders than you can make, why would they lay you off? Or you're not able to do the job? She said, oh, no. Said, I take very much pride in my job. I give it everything I got. The problem is we have plenty of machines. We have plenty of workers. But there's not enough electricity to run them all at once. There's plenty of people in the body of Christ, but they don't recognize the power that's in them. And not everybody works together at once. Can you imagine if we all come together at once and we just take God at His word and say, God, use me like you're using my brother and my sister. Can you imagine the work that will be done? God's trying to bring these churches in this area together. Can you imagine what we could do if we all come together in the name of Jesus? We didn't worry about the name on the door. We didn't worry about who got credit. We didn't worry about nothing but letting Jesus be the one that was exalted. What would happen? Sinners who are sick of church would run, Brother Donnie, you said it, because they're looking for something that's different than what they've experienced. Right. Tonight, there's power in us. Let's let it be active and operational. Let's give it out. Amen? Amen. Pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you have set us up where we cannot fail. The only way we would ever fail is if we said no to you and we turned our back. Lord, but we're not going to do that. We're going to say yes to you, and we're going to walk by faith in awe, in wonderment of who you are. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch every person here, and you quicken us. You bring us to a new level of revelation, of understanding of what is inside of us, and that you're the God that is wanting to get more and more and more through us, Father. Quicken us. Let tonight be the night that we say yes to you and let amazing things be the norm. That's the way it's supposed to be. The early church, they'd walked in signs and wonders, and it was the norm. Let us get back to that, Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus. Would you come tonight and would you say, oh my, I want to allow the Spirit of God just to sear this word by the fire of the Spirit down inside of me, because I recognize and realize that the things that I've been looking to man, looking to others, that they're in me through Jesus Christ. Would you come and just make a commitment with Him to allow Him to use you and to bring these giftings, His plan, His power through you? Would you come and just have a little time with Him and just allow this word to be hidden in your heart? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Draw us, draw every one of us, Lord, to that place where we can be filled up with your reality, your truth, Father. Let it be. Let it be, Lord. I speak a blessing over everyone here under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let the power of God, let the love of God, let the measure of faith, let it be foremost in our lives, Father, in Jesus' name.